finally time to play Deal or No Deal, WGN Radio version. This is exciting. I'm so happy. Patricia Kara has called back in from L.A., where she lives now. But you're a Chicago native, right, Patricia? And thank you. Thank you for calling in again. Yes.
Thank you for having me. It's great to talk to you. Great to be back on.
You're in the How L.A. area now, right? So, but do you miss in Chicago? I don't know if you've been able to get back during this. There isn't a heck of a lot of traveling going on.
I actually was there a month ago. It was nice to be back home. I feel like we're more on lockdown than you guys are, actually. But, yeah, it was great to be home with all my friends and family. It's good to see everybody after a while.
Yeah, it's funny because I know you've been in L.A. for a while, and you were on the show when? When was the first, when did it debut? Because you were there, front and center.
The first show was in 2005, and then the most recent was last year, actually. So, yeah, it's been on for a long time, on and off, and they actually just put it back on, I think, on Amazon Prime and Peacock. So it's still going strong.
Isn't it amazing?
Show Network.
International,
yeah,
too,
it's a
great
game. It's in 60 countries. Not our version. Like in Greece, they have their version, in Italy and Spain and everywhere else. But yeah, it's amazing. It's a family show. It's fun. So I'm not surprised that it's still going strong.
So you were one of the models holding the suitcases. You were number 9 and you became very famous because Howie would talk to you all the time and you tell your life story coming from a Greek family in Chicago, and you became one of the personalities there, and it just sort of took off.
They're really great about introducing all of our backgrounds and where we're from. And so, yeah, they played up quite a bit. We had a few Greek contestants. We had contestants from Chicago, actually, quite a few contestants, and they were big winners. So it's always cool to be able to have that bonding thing with fellow Chicagoans and fellow Greeks. Of course, I love it, but they're great about doing that with everybody, which is awesome.
It is awesome. We're going to get to our contestants in just a second, but I want to ask you one more question. It seems like that show did launch a lot of opportunities for a lot of the people on, including you. You've been working constantly since, and you've maintained, you know, presence with Deal or No Deal. But isn't it true that Meghan Markle was one of your, wasn't she on there with you?
Yeah, she was. It was during the second season, a short period of time, and sometimes she would be one of the briefcase models, and sometimes they would have her be a banker girl, where she would come out in, what was that music video, Addicted to Love? Was mm-hmm. that Robert Plant?
Oh, or, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Might as well face it, you're addicted to love. So they had the hair slicked back, the black outfit, the red lipstick. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, sometimes she would just do that or be a banker girl or not a contestant. Oh my God. I'm losing train of thought. One of the models, if somebody wasn't around, she would actually fill in for them.
Oh, and now she's the Duchess of Sussex, living in back in California with
now,
Prince Harry. So there you go.
It's a whole new life.
It is a whole new life. All right, Patricia, you got your 5 suitcases, right? You got for the first contestant, right?
Yes, I do. I'm so excited.
I am too. This is going to be very exciting. Mary from the North Side is our first contestant. Mary, how are you
this
afternoon?
Hi, I'm so excited. This is great.
I'm excited too. So you've seen the show, I presume, right?
Yes, and I remember you doing this like last year, so I was so thrilled to get in. But yes, I love Queen Mandel, and it's cool hearing Patricia on the phone. Yeah, this is nice.
It is nice, and she's from Chicago.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Good, thank you, Patricia. Welcome back to Chicago.
We hope that she's going to be here
so much.
And visit more.
Yes.
Okay, let's get to the rules. Hey, Mary, let's get to the rules. You got to hear me, even though you know it. But it's just, this is the rules, okay? These are the rules. So Patricia has 5 suitcases. You pick a suitcase between 1 and 5. She tells you what's inside. You say, deal, I'm taking it, or no deal. You're going to take a chance and go on to another suitcase. You keep going until you want to stop. It's up to you. Or until the final suitcase. That's it. And then you're done. So those are the rules. You got it? We good, Mary?
Sounds good.
All right. Let's do it. Which suitcase would you like to pick first, Mary?
I'm going to pick lucky number 3.
Number 3. Patricia.
Lucky number 3. Well, suitcase number 3 has a $50 gift card to Bartolini's restaurant.
Wow.
Wow, that's very nice. But you know what? I'm going to say no deal, Patricia.
All right.
No deal. She's got a no deal, Mary. All right, you're going for it. Okay, pick another suitcase then.
How about, let's say, we'll keep on with our lucky. Lucky number 1, please.
Lucky number 1. And suitcase number 1, you just said number 1, right? Is the MyPillow. Those are great. I love MyPillow.
MyPillow, Mary, what do you say? What do you say? You want to take the MyPillow?
Pretty nice prizes, but I'm going to say no deal.
No deal, Mary says. She's going for it. All right, Mary, pick another.
No deal.
No deal. All right.
How about number five, please?
Number five. And in number five, we have a bucket of leftover Halloween candy. I want in on this.
I don't know, Mayor. It's, it could be a good one. You know, Crunch Bars, Reese's.
Tooth, I'm going to pass on that. Hopefully, two is lucky. Lucky number two.
Number two. Suitcase number two, Patricia. What do we got there?
The stylish retro WGN radio shirt.
Okay. I'm going to keep passing.
Oh, all right, Mary. You're going to go for it.
Okay, so whatever's four is what I get. So come on, open suitcase number four, please.
What's number four,
all
Patricia?
Right, in suitcase number four, we have the WGN Radio 2021 calendar.
Woo! All right. It's a gorgeous calendar.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, Mary, it's a gorgeous calendar. It really is. It's Barry Butler. He's an iconic photographer. He takes pictures of our city. And it's good for you. And if you don't want it, give it to someone else for a gift, right?
There you go. That's a great idea.
Thank you. That was really fun, ladies.
Thank you for playing, Mary. You're
awesome.
Thank you,
Mary.
Have a good weekend. Bye. Round two of Deal or No Deal. We're happening. That's happening right now with Patricia Cara, one of the stars of Deal or No Deal. Patricia, you ready for round two, the next contestant?
I am so ready. You guys ready?
We're ready. I think we want to find out if Peter in Rolling Meadows is ready. Hey, Peter. Thanks for being on the show.
Hey. Thank you.
Hey, Peter.
Hello. My wife's name is Patricia, so I'm very excited.
Maybe it's a lucky thing. That could be luck for you, Peter. Hey, have you seen the show?
I hope so.
Deal or No Deal?
I have, sure.
All right. Patricia's going to guide you through.
Luck is on your side today. I feel it. I feel it for you.
Yep.
I feel it, too.
All right. We're all feeling it. Okay. All you got to do now, Peter, is pick a suitcase between one and five. She tells you what's inside. You say deal, you're taking it, or no deal, you're taking a chance and going to go on to another suitcase, five suitcases total. What do you got, Peter?
Okay, I'm going to pick number two, Duncan Keith's number.
Mm. All right. What do we got, Patricia?
In suitcase number two, we have a WGN 2021 calendar featuring scenes of the city, the beautiful city of Chicago.
What do you think, Peter? You going to accept the calendar, the WGN radio calendar by Barry Butler and his excellent photography, or are you moving on?
I'm going to move on and pass.
No deal, I think I just heard. No deal.
No deal, correct.
All right. Peter, which other suitcase would you like to pick?
How about four, Chalmerson, but he's long gone.
All right, I like the Hawks references. Number four, what do we got?
There you go.
Suitcase number four, we have a bottle of Malort.
Bottle of Malort, Peter. You like the Malort? Have you had the Malort?
I don't know what that is. So
I
had to look it up.
Let me explain it to you, Peter. It's an alcohol that is very popular in the Chicago area. I think it was from here originally, right? And it's probably only popular here because it smells and tastes a little bit like sweaty gym socks. Would you like to accept the bottle of Malort, or would you like to move on to another suitcase?
As tempting as that all sounds, I'm going to say no deal.
No deal on that. I figured that. All right, Peter, pick another one. Pick another suitcase.
How about one? I don't know who the Hawks are. One, so just one.
Number one,
okay. Well, suitcase number one, Peter, it is an adorable toilet paper ornament for your Christmas tree. It sounds so lovely.
It does. It's a pandemic ornament for your Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Yeah,
feeling about this, Peter? Are you feeling this?
No, I'm not. I'm going to say no deal, although my wife will kill me, but no deal.
She might think it's cute. You want to consult with the other Patricia real quick first? I mean, you sure?
I'm sure. I'll take my lump on that one. So.
All right. Okay.
I'm with you on this.
No deal on number one, the adorable toilet paper ornament for your Christmas tree. That's out, Peter says. You've only got two more, Peter. You've got suitcase number three, and you have suitcase number five. Which one is your pick?
I'm going to go with three, who is Keith Magnuson, my hero, one of my heroes. So, number three.
All right, you ready for this? Suitcase number three, a wobbly old ironing board for you to use to mark your parking space when it snows.
Dibs. You need a dibs object? There you go, Peter. You got one. Huh? What do you think? Tempting?
I'm just dying with excitement here, but I'm going to have to pass. I'm going to take my chances on number five. No deal.
You only got one left, Peter, so this is it. This is your fate. Suitcase number five is the last remaining one. Patricia Cara, star of Deal or No Deal, what does Peter get?
Peter, are you ready for this? Suitcase number five, ate my pillow.
Yes!
You got a my pillow, Peter.
That's what I was looking for. Well, then half a bucket of Halloween candy, but I'll take the pillow.
See, I'm the same way. I like the old Halloween candy. I like my personal stash. It lasts for a while. But the my pillow is awesome, too. So share it with your wife, okay?
Beautiful. Wonderful. No Thank chance. You very much.
Thank you, Peter. Have a good weekend. That was awesome.
You too.
Bye,
Thank
Peter.
You.
Congratulations.
I think we have time to play one more. Let me ask Pete. Yeah, we're good. All right, let's go to Tom. Tom in Lansing. You're on WGN.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You're on with Patricia Cara. Have you seen Deal or No Deal?
Absolutely.
Oh,
yes.
Great show. And do you understand the game?
Yes. Yes.
Pretty straightforward, Tom, right? Okay,
He's
so she's got five suitcases. You pick whichever one you'd like. One through five.
All right. I will start with five.
Five.
Okay. Suitcase number five is a $50 gift card for Bartolini's restaurant.
Gift card to Bartolini's.
That's a great one.
Really? You're stopping right there.
Oh, that place is phenomenal.
I know it is. Hey, let me just read the information on it just so you know. You're taking it, right? That's what I heard,
Absolutely.
Tom?
Yes.
Awesome.
Is that a deal?
Yes.
That's a deal.
Deal.
That's a deal.
Gift card to Bartolini's Restaurant and Catering, family-owned and operated, serving the best Italian cuisine in the Chicago area, plus world-famous meatballs, located at 144th and Pulaski in Midlothian, open 7 days a week. Order at Bartolini's.com. Sounds like you've been there before, Tom, so you can go out, when I guess maybe take out for right now, and then eventually go there.
Absolutely. A year ago, I brought their giant 40 meatball sub sandwich to work, and it was devoured. Absolutely phenomenal.
I've heard it, so enjoy. I hope you have a chance to enjoy it, and have a good weekend too, Tom. Thank you for playing.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Congratulations, Tom.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
That was fun, Patricia. I'm so happy you joined us again to do this. We got to do it again sooner. I know it doesn't always work with your schedule, but we love having you on and love hearing from you and that kind of thing.
I'd love it. I'd love it. Anytime. It's great talking to you, and it's great hearing all the listeners playing. And so anytime, you let me know.
I follow you on Instagram and Twitter. Tell us how, if people want to link to all the projects you're involved in and follow you too, what do they do?
Thank you. Please follow me at Patricia Cara, and Cara is with a K.
Patricia Cara, at Patricia Cara on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, all of the above.
Correct.
That's where we can follow you.
Correct.
Any projects you have going on right now that where we can see you or check you out? It feels like a lot of stuff in L.A., of course, is slowing down. I know that's happening, but some things are getting going.
It picked up for a little bit. It picked up for a little bit. Been modeling for different ads. As of recent, I did something with a gamer's YouTube video, and then I did something with Petco. And actually, I've been working on my own project called Showbiz Wiz, which has not launched yet, but I would definitely come back and let you know more about it. It's going to be a platform for people trying to get into the entertainment business, and it'll be a guide on where to go. I always get asked the question, where do I begin? Where do I start?
Mm-hmm.
How do you get into entertainment? So it'll be a platform to help people that want to get into the entertainment business dealing with all the scams out there.
Yeah, well, that's an excellent idea, because it sort of feels like two things have changed with people being in like internet stars and influencers and all this whole new sort of, you know, these jobs that didn't even exist maybe 10 years ago, maybe even five, I don't know, that are just in the entertainment industry. But how do you break in, you know, right? What do you do? That's awesome.
Exactly.
Showbiz Wiz.
Have you been a shift before? Yes. Thank you. I appreciate you giving me a shout out. Thank you.
And we always appreciate you coming on. So come back on and promote that and play the game again. Thank you for doing it so much, Patricia. It's good to hear from you. You want to give
Absolutely.
A shout out to anybody back here in Chicago, any of the family?
Yes, my sister is probably listening, and my nephew. So Joe and Alex. Hi, guys. Alexandros.
Oh, nice. All right. Well, we look forward to you coming back here.
And of
maybe
course, all my friends in Chicago, too.
I know. We can't even go through them all, I'm sure. But maybe
everybody,
maybe one day, not all that far from now, you'll come and be in studio with us, too. And we look forward to all that, Patricia. Thank you for the time, okay? And have a good weekend.
Thank you.
You're awesome.
Looking forward to it. Thank you. You, too. Take care.